Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Hi, Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
How are you, man? Thanks for taking my call.
What's going on, man? How can we help you?
Well, look, so I went out with this girl, Chelsea, just recently. I met her online. We were talking. We went out on a date, and the date went really well. And the end of the day, we were like kind of hooking up a little bit, and then like on a dime, she abruptly leaves, and I'm like totally scratching my head. And I want to say first, like, I've been on dates where it's like, oh, I can tell she's not feeling it or something. Like, I have a decent gauge on like it not working, but this one had me kind of like scratching my head. So I need a little help.
I must say, it's never a good sign when somebody abruptly leaves while you're hooking up.
I'm with you.
So,
yeah.
Before we call her, do you want us to go through with this? Because I'm guessing that you're not going to hear the nicest thing.
Well, the thing is, like, I just want to know. So it's like, whatever happened, I don't friggin' do it again. You know?
Looking for some closure, maybe.
Okay. All right. We got you. We'll call her next.
Okay.
Second date update on the 10th.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Chelsea, please?
This
Chelsea?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It sounds like we're waking you up. This is the Get Up crew from Hot 96.9. It's Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. Can we just ask you something very, very quickly?
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
What's up?
So we received a phone call from a guy that you went on a date with, and he had a really, really great time and would like to go on another date with you, and we're willing to pay for it.
Oh, yeah? Who's the guy?
Yeah. Hold that excitement for a second.
Well, his name is Adam, and here's the thing. He you know who Adam is, right? He said you guys
Adam?
Want...
Adam?
Yeah.
Who the f*** is Adam?
He said you met online... And you went on a date. You want me to keep going? You
were kind of. Okay. I know what Adam is. That ain't gonna happen.
Well, he said you guys were kind of hooking up when you just kind of got up and left.
Yeah. Well, I mean, actually, it wasn't technically me. Like, to be honest, he went for my sister.
Say that again?
What?
Technically, it wasn't you. What?
Well, yeah. Okay, I'm his twin. And so, you know, we help each other out. Like, we each go, you know, like, especially on, like, a first date. I'll go out on a first date for her. She'll go on a first date for me. So.
Wait a minute.
So she went out. Yeah.
So you have a twin sister, and you're saying that she was on the date and not you?
Yeah. I'm on the third date. I didn't go out with you.
Wait, hold on a second. Chelsea, Adam's on the phone right now.
Adam,
stay quiet for a second.
Okay.
Chelsea, you...
Hey there, little boy.
You let your sister go on first dates for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's great, because, like, they can just figure out if there's any issues, and apparently, Adam's hung like a fucking baby, so I was like, all right, thank you, sis.
Whoa.
Not going there.
I'm sorry, I'm just, like, completely confused on every end. Why wouldn't you go out on the first date to see if you, what's even the point of the test, and then just like come like a baby?
It's fun. And this way, made you know, out. You don't have to stress out. The other person could do it and find out if it's even worth one on the second date. It's a cool thing we do for each other. I don't see what your issue is.
Wait, so hold on. You're okay with your sister hooking up with a potential guy that could be your boyfriend or husband or whatever?
Good question.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a strange relationship.
It's kind of like she's doing the interview,
I mean,
huh?
Not like we're doing it at the same time. I mean, I am way sure that plenty of people are probably sisters, friends, have hooked up with the same guy, probably don't even realize. So what's the big deal?
So at the end of the day, this all comes down to Adam having a small
sounds what? Like.
Yeah, but I don't. Okay, first of all, I just had to kind of stand up for myself and be like, we hooked up a little bitch. We didn't get far enough for her to even make that call. This is completely ridiculous. If I go out with you, the person that I asked out, I will show you my dick, and it's plenty big, and then you and your sister can get in an argument about what dick you saw that night. Maybe it was some other
dick. Oh, look, dude, I trust my sister, and it's not going to cut it for me.
So she said he was a good guy, except that he was just too small.
Yeah. Jesus. So whose phone number do I have? Because whoever's getting that, they're getting a dick pic in about 10 minutes right now. And you're going to see the actual thing.
The number 617.
I mean, look, Chelsea, why don't you give Adam a first date? And you can judge for yourself. See if he's... Maybe you and your sister don't... I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not a twin. Maybe you guys like a little something different in your men.
Look, she said, you know, he had a great personality. He was fun and all that. But I just can't fucking do it. I had a boyfriend for 3 years. He's 3-inch penis. And I just can't take it. There's like nothing to take. That's the problem. I'm not going to do it again. It was the worst relationship of my life.
Hey, Adam, remember when this all started out? I said, do you really want to hear this phone call? Or do you really want us to?
I know, right?
Look, I'm as bad as this is, I'm glad. Like, she's whoever the number I have, they're getting a fucking dick pic. They're getting one. So I don't know if it goes on, Adam, or not. Like,
Adam, make sure you crop that thing just right.
I'll include my face in it, which means I'll never get a run for office, but I'll at least save my honor a little bit.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. Get up crew at hot969boston.com.